This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for the week ending Friday, November 26. Well, the cattle markets have just been on an absolute tear here over the last couple weeks, and this week was kind of an acceleration of that as we just exploded into new highs on Wednesday and then again Friday after a sharply lower opening because of the, you know, financial markets under a lot of pressure from the new COVID variant. Cattle markets didn't have a good start to Friday, but boy, they just came back roaring back and again, you know, put in yet another new high. So a very impressive price action in cattle. And I have simply not been able to get my arms around this market. You know, keep expecting, at least for feeder cattle, to have stalled out by now. And live cattle, the normal seasonal pattern would have us working higher in early December. And we've talked quite a bit about that pattern, that time window. I didn't expect prices would get this strong, though. I didn't think we'd be able to take out the highs from last August. In fact, I didn't think we would take out the highs from late October or even early November, you know, the earlier highs of this month. But you know, we have, and we're back up, you know, and back up to these major price levels that we saw the market kind of have a blow off top in August. But so far the market has not buckled. And if today, if it didn't buckle today, it's interesting, you know, how strong this market really is, because again, we gapped lower. We were down $3 on the open. Stock market was down 1,000. A lot of reasons to really just lean into this cattle market and say thank you very much and start looking at the short side, but they didn't. The buyers were there. They bought the break immediately on the open, and they just kept going higher and higher and higher. So it was, again, very impressive recovery after what looked like it could be a train wreck for the cattle market. Now, the cash trade obviously is part of the reason that this market is so strong. We saw a lot of trade develop on Wednesday, of course, before the Thanksgiving break, and at about $2 higher, 136 on the cash trade, about $5 higher in the dress trade at 215. But then the cash market just kept going up, and by Friday we were looking at cash trade around 138, which is up 4 from last week, and it's up 8 from just a couple weeks ago. So that's a pretty impressive jump in that short time. The dress trade at 216, it was up 6 on the week and is up about 14 from a couple weeks ago. So, you know, the cash market certainly leading the way higher here. USDA put out a report for boxed beef for yesterday on Thursday, the holiday. It showed choice up 90 cents at 280, select down 119 at 262. The spread was up 209 at 1773, movement just 50 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week at 366,000 head. That compares to last week at 487 and last year at 360. The feeder cattle index was down 35 cents. We're sitting at 157.48. So feeder cattle, you know, the cash trade has been firm, not a runaway like we see the futures doing, but with the stronger cash pushing live cattle higher and corn market just kind of flat, the feeders have had quite a bit of leeway here to follow the live cattle along. And certainly a lot of enthusiasm there. So for the week, live cattle was up about $4.50. Feeders were up about just over $6. So again, just a very impressive run here. Export sales had another very nice week last week at 25,100 tons for beef. South Korea took 7,900. China took 4,600. Canada 3,700, Mexico took 2,900. In pork export sales at 33,100, Mexico took 11,300, Japan took 10,700, and South Korea took 5,300. So we continue to see that be a pretty impressive performance in the export trade. That's 5 weeks in a row. We've been over 20,000 tons, and that's far better than what we were doing here in the early fall. So it's nice to see that. That obviously is shoring up the market as well. Even with the dollar surging higher the way it is, our beef exports continue to push higher as well. Now, of course, China's been a pretty big presence, and that's probably, you know, we're not used to seeing them there. They've got a rift going on with Australia, and so they're buying their beef from somewhere else. You know, we're taking advantage of that. But the question is, how long will that last? I would imagine that that's going to last probably a while. It doesn't seem like either side really willing to give in. And so we'll just continue to enjoy some business because of that. So as far as what the near term brings, it's hard for me to, you know, stick my neck out too much further. It's already been chopped off a few times here. I just have not been accurate in this market at all. I still think from a seasonal perspective that early December is probably going to be your high for the live cattle market. Feeders would probably peak around the same time. Normally they already have by now, but you know, they've been following live cattle higher. I still think that the seasonals will evolve pretty much like they normally do. We're at some very lofty levels on both lives and feeders. We haven't really seen the short sellers try to jab this market like they're doing over in the wheat space, but still, I think that at some point we're going to run out of gas. Clearly, the packers don't have enough product around them. We're headed into the key Christmas and New Year's holidays. They're usually done buying by early December. With the cash market surging the way it did this week, my guess is that they're finishing that up. They're just buying what they can, get the product around them. Don't worry about the cost because their margins are still huge, and you know, and get it done, get the business done, and be ready for the holidays. After that, I think the buying's going to slow down a lot. It doesn't mean your feedlots are going to slow down. The cattle are still there, but I will say that packers have been pulling them forward over these last couple weeks too. So that eases the pressure a fair amount for the feedlots, at least in the near term. But I would imagine if you've got COVID, another variant of COVID coming, and if it's serious, if it's real, and certainly the world financial markets were treating it as real today, that's going to be a problem. And you're going to see another hiccup in production or capacity anyway, and especially if the vaccine we currently have isn't very effective, which is what some of these guys were hinting at today, which is why the stock markets were under that kind of pressure. It just brings us back into the grips of COVID, and that is just certainly not a good thing for the beef space. We saw what happened here a year and a half ago. We don't want that to happen again, but I think with these kind of price levels at where we're at, these are very high. Seasonally, we tend to be running out of gas about now. So we definitely want to be on point selling into this rally. The first sign that the market is kind of flailing or failing, we want to be on it. We want to be getting some sales on the books, getting these hedges on, because, again, you know, seasonally, you tend to be going down anyway into December. And the last thing we want to do is not be ready if another round of COVID hits us. So it's kind of where we're at. It's what I'm looking for. Just got to hand it to the markets. They have been very impressive, and they bounced back very strongly today after just a whacking on the open. So that's, you know, the buyers are still there, and but just have to be aware what the seasonals are. We want to be ready to be selling into these markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.